I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo stove, fixed fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
I am always so excited to bring to light the plight of gridiron greats and the awareness and the money that's raised for the NFL legends of the past. And Mark Singleton, vice president to Rudolph Foods, a longtime partner and supporter of After Hours, he is the man to help us highlight it. We're going into yet another Pigskin Appreciation Day at the Super Bowl. How long have you been doing this now? 15 years, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. You just said it's our 15th. Campaign for Fork Grind Appreciation Day, which is mind-blowing, and it's our 14th year to work with Coach Mike Dick and the Gridiron Greats, and we just couldn't have picked a better partner in celebrating the biggest pigskin holiday in the country.
It's raised a lot of awareness for Gridiron Greats. Why do you think the two work so well together?
It's obviously pigskins and pigskins just go together, but when we met Coach and we really understood what his mission was and what the mission of the organization was, it just really aligned with the Rudolph Foods family mission, which is to help in our communities, to reach out and look for ways we can make things better, and to look for opportunities to introduce more people to our favorite pork rind. And here's an amazing fact. Since we started this, 3 times as many people in America eat pork rind. Since we started Pork Rind Appreciation Day, 3 times as many Americans eat pork rinds every year. It's been an unbelievable success, Amy.
And Pork Rind Appreciation Day happens to coincide with the biggest game of the year, of course. So it's natural that we see a lot more of the Hall of Famers. They're part of the celebration every year, not just on Radio Row, but around the site of the NFL's biggest game and the biggest stage in sports. What's one experience, or maybe one Hall of Famer that you've crossed paths with in your travels and along the course of these last 15 years that has really stuck with you?
The most memorable moment was that I got kicked out of a bathroom by Kevin Costner's bodyguard, which you'll never forget, Amy, in a million years. But once you get past that, you know, these guys, hanging out with Jack Youngblood, and you remember when you interviewed him, it's like hanging out with John Wayne, for gosh sakes. Mm. I mean, he is the real deal. I mean, all of our greats have been amazing. Joe Green and Icky Woods and Andre Reed, they've all been amazing. And they're amazing spokesmen for the cause. And as you know, one of the most fun things as we get closer to Pork Rind Appreciation Day is that the Thursday before Pork Rind Appreciation Day, Coach Dick has a party, and we raise a ton of money for this great charity.
I had this chance to speak with Hall of Famer Steve Largent recently, and I was really taken by his compassion for the NFL legends of the past. And he pointed out that so few of them made any type of significant money that they could use to carry them through, you know, their next phase of life. Like, today's players are set. They're good to go in many cases because they've got generational money. But that wasn't always the case for the NFL legends, even those who made the Hall of Fame. And he talked about how often this assistance fund is helping them to buy groceries or to pay their medical bills, or in some cases just to provide transportation. And to me, that's a cause that needs to be highlighted. I don't think fans realize how important this assistance fund.
Kenny Houston was a teacher in the off season. His wife, a NASA, rocket scientist. I mean, they had real jobs. All these guys had real jobs. Bob Lilly, he had a real job. You're right. They didn't make the big money. They didn't have the pensions. They didn't have all the coverage that modern players have. Coach Ditka saw this years and years ago and said, hey, I think we can do something about it. And anybody can learn more about it and indeed can help out by going to gridirongreats.org. And there's things to buy. There's ways to help. And heck, if you're in Vegas, you know, we'll sell you a ticket to the party, too.
Now, we've got a brand new way that people can get involved. So it's not just about helping, though that should be enough. It's not just about the great taste of Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds. That should also be enough. No, it's actually a sweepstakes. And I love this element because different from a lot of other contests, people can enter every day, Mark.
Absolutely, and we encourage them to. The more times you enter, the more times better your chances to win. And we got a great prize this year. Since it's the 15th anniversary, we're giving 15 months supply of pork rinds and $5,000. And I don't know anybody in 2023 couldn't use $5,000.
No joke, right? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, and our longtime friend and collaborator Mark Singleton is with us. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Southern Recipe, and it's been incredible to connect with so many of these greats that still talk smack. I mean, it's really amazing to hear them tell their own stories and then to watch these old videos of them. Gosh, sometimes I feel like we've missed out on a lot. It's been awesome for me to have so many Hall of Famers on our show by working with you guys.
You talk about the stories. Jack one day said, you know, I appreciate all the accolades, but he goes, if I have to talk about that broken leg again, but you know, that you think about the feats that these guys performed in an era where they didn't have ice baths and all the modern medicine that keeps people playing. Some of these guys even played both ways, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Kenny Houston was the starting center and middle linebacker in college. Now, he goes on to be an all-pro, all-world, all-time great free safety. But, oh, my gosh, I tell you what gets me the most is their friendships, their bonds, their brotherhood.
Mm.
It's so real. Mm. And it's just been such a privilege to help these guys that I grew up in. I know you grew up. You know, watching every Sunday, it's just been such a thrill, and we're so happy to be a part of it.
The first time you and I connected, I believe, was in San Francisco on Radio Row, and my very first conversation was with Bobby Bell, who not only has some awesome stories to tell, but to that point, I don't know if it's been the case since then, but to that point had not missed a Super Bowl. He played in multiple Super Bowls. He hadn't missed one. And it was so amazing to think about his legacy and his tenure as one of the greatest linebackers of all time for the Chiefs. And this was before they had won the two Super Bowls with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
And you get to learn about his high school career, him going to Minnesota, being a quarterback. I mean, Bobby was Cam Newton before Cam Newton. What a huge guy, but what a humble personality and just such a presence, really. That's the other thing you see again and again. A lot of these guys have real presence, and they're so good to their fans still. They take the time to sign the autographs. I know you've seen it yourself. When somebody meets one of their heroes and gets a picture, it's a look of happiness that what a gift to be able to give, huh, Amy? Mm. I mean, I think some of them really view it that way, too. What a gracious gift to be able to make somebody's day like that.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing, but I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Nobody wants a surprise in their jelly donut.
It's toothpaste?
That's because the middle is the most important part. At Graybar, we're at the middle of electrical and datacom jobs across the country, connecting installers, facility managers, and business owners with smart solutions for their most challenging projects, which means stocking and delivering crucial products on time and on budget, with no surprises, thanks to our nationwide logistics network. Yep, Graybar does that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.